Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, flag football, the youngest mariachi singer, and Dick Hitswater. They're all coming up next.
In the studio, comedian Jack Thomas from the Buckeye State. And you said your father was in the military?
Yeah, we moved around a lot.
I'll bet you did, huh?
Yeah.
How many different schools?
Like eight.
Is that right?
And wherever I went, the bullies could find me, too. You'd think I would be tough because I was, well, they had some wuss detecting device, you know. Like, beep, 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 beep. We have wuss lock, you know. And they always used to, you ever have the big fat bully kid knock you down and sit on you? Start hitting you with your own hand? Go, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah, it's kind of an old standard, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm hitting myself because I need you to save your hands because someday you're going to need them to pump my gas.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Sidekicking.
Yeah, man.
Now time for a solo. Go ahead.
Hi, chick. I love you.
We were hoping for something a little more up-tempo, kind of a...
I thought that was
Shut it up.
There you go. I like to shut it up, so...
Ace Cosby's over there.
Chick's okay sometime.
And there's Willie Griswold. But then everybody is. Okay. I'm Chick McGee at the OrangeInsults.com sports desk. Here's Tom.
Well, thank you very much, Chick McGee. I don't want to pull away from sports for long because we're all enjoying the sportscast so much.
You're really going to like the story.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Football, the American kind. Could be added as an Olympic sport 2028.
No.
Los Angeles Games.
Hell
no.
Yeah.
No.
No.
According to the NFL, they are pushing for flag football to be added to the 2028 Olympics.
Gets worse.
Really? How about what brought to you by no alcohol beer?
The
what
flag
the hell?
Football push is part of the NFL's 10-year international plan as the league looks to grow its business to $1 billion annually. Flag football would grow the game in the NFL's eyes, which would help reach its goal of attracting 180 million domestic consumers and over 150 million international fans.
This is diminishing returns here. This is a stupid idea.
I know. Grateful for what you have.
I think they're right. People, the viewership would go up.
Yep. But here's the ominous part of this. According to reports, the International Olympic Committee did recognize the International Federation of American Football as a governing body in 2013, this could help the NFL's push to get flag football into the 2028 games.
Can't anything be what it is?
Nope.
The league is pushing
for flag eclipsing
football.
The whole point of the Olympics is to have some of these marginal sports be popular and cool to watch.
They don't need pads.
We have
or
enough
helmets.
Football.
The problem is that they're not popular and cool to watch. That's their argument.
Yeah, they want to be more popular and more cool to watch.
So no one will watch any of the other sports. So
yeah, I don't want to watch.
Everything will be football.
I don't want to watch track and field if I can watch Patrick Mahomes rip a pass to a guy that has flags on. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Let's see. In 6 years, I think Brady will be 50, and he could win a gold medal.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a medal sport in 28, but here's hoping, right?
No.
Give Brady a gold medal. He's won everything else.
I think the Olympic Committee has embarrassed themselves permanently by adding breakdancing.
Oh, they've embarrassed themselves long before that.
Yeah, that's true.
Corruption. And,
right.
By
awarding the Olympics to countries, autocratic countries. That attack and
we can fit in the games
with their arms bound.
Yeah, between executions, we can go ahead and fit in the games.
That's right. And we can use the execution pick for a shot put area.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Is that a word?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. There you go. What do you think of that, Tom? Football in the Olympics.
It's a terrible
idea. You want to go to the Olympics in L.A. in 28? You want to wheel me out there?
Or take the urn.
You're used to wheeling me places. Jeez.
Yeah, where do you want to be sprinkled?
God.
You want to be sprinkled on the...
This isn't funny.
I always said RFK, but I don't know. It's still there.
Really?
It's kind of sad.
RFK?
Sure, why not?
Hmm.
Or maybe on a couple ex-wives' heads. I don't know. Dude, dump it like...
That's pretty funny.
You know I got you. Like slime.
I'll go with Josh.
How about slime?
How about right in their eyes?
Oh! There you go. And that brings us to... Stupid World Record. A four-year-old boy. He's in Texas. He's been recognized by Guinness World Records.
Well, do you want me to play the audio and see if they can figure out what the record's for?
All right.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's do it this way.
Here we go.
Mariachi singer?
Yes.
Nope. It's the world's youngest mariachi singer.
He sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
Mateo Adalberto Lopez earned the title when he was 4 years and 236 days old. His performances have gone viral on social media. He has since appeared on TV shows like Mexico Tiene Talento. That's right. Mexico's Got Talent. TV station KEN5.
That's KEN5.
We're all legal now. Say that report that young Mr. Lopez, now 7, by the way, recently flew to Milan for the induction ceremony.
Biggie got the Guinness World Record, so the Guinness people flew him to... It took him
Milan. 3 years?
3 years to review.
Sounds good.
The Guinness people are slow.
So was that recorded when he was 4 or when he was 7?
Why don't you shut it up? How about that?
Sounds like something you'd ask.
Good question.
Happy now? You created that, okay?
Happy now? Yes, you did.
This was clearly recorded when he was 4.
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
It sounds like a 7-year-old voice, too.
Who's harassing the poor kid?
He's getting heckled. It's a classic mariachi move.
He's
kind of a hype man.
He has the suit on.
When you hold a note.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he doesn't have the giant guitar. It'd be a lot funnier if he had the huge guitar. It'd be bigger than he is. He could spin it ZZ Top style.
Yes, yeah.
Well, congratulations, feller.
Feller?
Good for you.
Little buddy.
What are you? What is this? Old West Tom? Is this Tom Whiskey?
He's
sneaking
way up there.
There, filler.
Listen to how high he gets. I hope these lyrics are clean. I don't speak enough Spanish.
Oh, this is the filthiest song you've ever heard. It's too light for
a little kid. Of course, it's
clean. I'm kind of worried about that the poo word in there. Poo, pooya.
He's talking trash. I would go see this.
This sounds like a professional recording, like they've actually been in the studio.
Co-headlining show, him and then that yodeling kid.
Mason Ramsey.
Yeah, Mason Ramsey.
I'm a big fan of Mason Ramsey.
You ever see him live?
I've never seen him live. I want to so bad.
He's 37 now.
Yeah.
Boy, how they grow.
Yeah, it takes a while for these records to fall into place.
We don't hear a lot of yodelers anymore.
There's a reason for that. the Mariachi Kid.
Yeah, that's the name they came up for him.
Well, I mean, he's
a Mariachi Kid.
He's a mariachi singer, and he's a kid.
Yeah.
There you go. That's today's world record. Thank you very much, Chick McGill.
Well, you're...
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I'm hearing rumors via Twitter that...
Our love is alive, and so it begins.
That's right. Susie Quattro has a version of Wild One out there somewhere.
Yeah, I saw it when I was on Spotify.
And by the way, is the reason you guys started playing that song because it's... the opening song, I think, in...
No, we played it before that movie came
out. No, we played it...
Now, we had nothing to do with it being in the movie.
Licorice Pizza. Yeah.
We played it way before that.
Yeah.
We all lost our minds when they put it in the movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson's a big Bob and Tom fan.
Yeah, like a lot of people out there.
Right,
he is. Closet fan. He does love comedy.
You better start liking his movies.
I like some of them. I just didn't like that one. I haven't finished watching it. I can't get through it.
Yeah, don't.
Why bother?
You already don't like it.
Any movie you have to say I haven't finished after like 6 weeks, let it go.
Okay.
Can you pick up where you left off, or would you have to start over?
You'd have to re-rent it.
I got to rebuy it.
I
keep wanting to finish that one, The Sixth Sense, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. I think you'll like the ending of that.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Willis. Never mind.
Yeah.
Hey, phone's ringing.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Harry Crouch. And this is a Some Other News special sports update. Well, the Major League Baseball season is about to start. This reporter has some observations on the upcoming season. Now, did you know there's a couple of rules to be aware of concerning the games this season? One rule concerns games that go into extra innings. Now, if the game goes to extra innings, each inning will start with a runner on second base.
Ridiculous.
This runner is known as a ghost runner.
Right.
And again this year, the Houston Astros will employ a medium with a trash can lid to sit in the dugout to let the team know when the ghost runner is about to steal.
Ah.
Little cheating joke there. Speaking of ghosts, the Miami Marlins, which typically draw fewer fans than a Darius Rucker concert, will add 15,000 ghost fans to the stand this year.
He sells out.
It'd be much funnier for someone else.
How did Darius get screwed out?
Now Hootie's not going to come on.
Plus, the Marlins have instituted a COVID-friendly rule of maintaining at least a 250-foot social distancing radius. You know there are so few fans at the Marlins games, the beer vendors walk around aimlessly yelling, "Cold beer!" And then later, semi-cold beer. And then finally, warm beer.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people
finally,
buying the beer.
You want to take this damn thing off my hands?
Yeah. I like that last one.
In a dramatic change to the game, the National League will begin using designated hitters this year. That means New York's Mets pitcher Max Scherzer, who only makes about $1 million per game, won't have to carry a big old heavy bat around for 2 minutes when he could be talking to his investment advisor.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Make some cash.
Yeah, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Harry Crouch, and this has been a Some Other News special sports update. Hit it.
Well, that was very informative. What do you think of the Ghost Runner?
I don't care for it.
I don't think they're going to call it the Ghost Runner. They're actually going to put a guy on second base. That's how it starts.
I know, but I mean, it's a...
And they're not going to have a lawn chair instead of an umpire in back of the plate. And that's the strike zone. They're not going to do that. They should. Okay. Just as good as putting a runner on second base.
I see.
Starting it that way.
Now, we were discussing Christie's new feature, Open with an Obit.
Yep.
Come on.
Sad news.
Come on, keyboard man.
she opened with the obituary. Sadly, Bobby Rydell, Pompadour teen idol, as he's described by this obituary.
I had to look him up.
Kind of the Fabian Frankie Avalon era.
Half his family. I'm
sure. Something in the air. Okay, well, that's what I was thinking of.
That's a different thing. That's thunderclap.
Could we keep on one topic for 30 seconds?
Why start now?
Yeah.
Why the hell start? I learned it from you.
We don't want to talk about him anymore.
I've got something for you that you're going to like.
Oh, all right.
That I'm going to hate, but I'm doing it because I'm the better man.
Well, okay, then. Everybody got that.
Bobby Rydell, he's in one of my favorite movies, Bye Bye Birdie. And admittedly, it's a musical. Parts of it are somewhat unrealistic. The fact that most of the people playing teenagers are well into their 30s, and that Paul Lynn plays a heterosexual husband. These are obviously a comic stretch. But
when the music was written, there were far fewer notes back then.
Bobby Rydell did have this hit. I'm going to play just an excerpt of it for you. This is called "The Wild One."
Oh, wild one, I'm a gonna
Down now.
No, but we did find out that this is the part that I'm not too keen on.
Oh, okay.
You guys, big fans of Suzy Quatro.
Yeah.
Well,
and the
course.
Song that you like so much is, what's it called?
Stumbling In.
Mm-hmm. She did a version of The Wild One.
Oh, okay. Yes, she did.
Here we go.
So this is the cover of the Jerry Lee Lewis.
This is the other one.
Yeah.
It's just as awful.
That's cacophonous. Yeah.
A lot of screaming. Yeah. Too loud.
There's the soothing Susie.
We know. Soothing Susie Quatro.
Yeah, not trying to be part of the Runaways.
Yes, her only hit.
Susie Four.
Sing it, okay. Suze.
You remember the rock star on the Jetsons was called Jet Screamer?
Oh.
And he did Rockin' with Judy Jetson.
Oh. Yeah, I remember Judy had a big role in it.
Jet Screamer sounds like something you add to your shower hose, ladies.
And he had...
kind of like a water pick for the old
Jet
Volvo.
Screamer sounds like the most popular squirter porn star.
Jet Screamer.
He had two big hits, Eep, Op, Ork, Ah-Ah.
I totally remember that.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And what, I thought you had a stroke. What is that? Is that a song title?
Also, yeah. Gleep Glorp was
right.
Judy kind of sang back up on. Yeah, it was very.
Who was the rock star on the Flintstones?
Ann Margrock, and I forget.
I remember in the movie it was the BC-52s.
Well, there was one where Fred and Barney were rock stars, and Fred looked like Elvis. He had the pompadour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they did a song called The Twitch, I think.
The Twitch?
I think.
Oh, that sounds very politically incorrect.
Which one had the, we're going to go way out.
Oh, it was Flintstones, The Twitch.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And Listen to the Rockin' Bird.
I would like to listen to the Rockin'
Bird. I bet it's, we know how it's going to sound. It's like the bird song. Well.
Listen to the bird, yeah. The Rockin' Bird. Bird. I bet so.
Yeah.
Wouldn't calling something the Twitch be, I don't know.
Well, not that.
It's not that bad of a.
What's wrong with the Twitch?
Oh, it is Fred. Like... It is Fred in like a Beatle wig. Yeah, that's who.
They did have the Bo Brummelstones on the Flintstones.
They did?
No.
They did not.
Yeah, I remember that.
Too hip.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
The five celebrities on the Flintstones, Ann Margrock, Ed Sully Stone.
Oh, man.
Alvin Brickrock. I don't know who that was supposed to be. Rock Quarry. Uh-oh. And one of Josh's favorite, Stoney Curtis.
Yeah. Hey, Bonnie. Huh? It's Stoney Curtis, yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.